Is there a time they sell muid? Muid koshi do by shloisha yamim. So Tosfos is bothered by the fact that we know all over Shas that it's a machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel of chazaka is b'shtei pamim, or chazaka is b'gimel pamim. That's a basic idea. So why is the Mishnah Seisim shloisha yamim, which is like Reb Shimon Gamliel? So pashit, so it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah is going Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's a machlokes tanoim anyway. But Tosfos is not nicha with that. Tosfos says, and his lashon is a little strange. Tosfos says zel muid. I meri hadam rina baba yevimtai. The sasam tana de sharmut from Shimon Gamliel. Look at the lashon of Tosfos. It's a little difficult. The Gemara says sasam tana de sharmut from Shimon Gamliel. Dama b'shoyis manim zimnim have a chazaka. So the Gemara says amishnas from Shimon Gamliel. Tosfos says why mishum have it looked tana b'sharmut. There was no machlokes by Sharam Muid. Can the cry darshinan? So they have psukim. So what's Shem Tosfos? Tosfos says, the Gemara says, our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But it's not really. Really, it's a Xerus HaKosov here, like the Gemara brings. Tzmal Chad, Tzmal Trey, Shulshan Kolasa. So the Gemara says one thing, and Tosfos says different than the Gemara. Very strange mishmash. So in the bottom, they tell you to look at Tosfos and Yevamos, the Yevam Maskel Vishar, which Tosfos basically says exactly the same thing. Now, there are two kashas on Tosfos. One kasha is that taka gzeris hakosov to become a muid three times, but to become ice muid three times, why does the Rebbe hold two times is enough? Okay, Shlomo Zalman asked this kashya. He brings that others asked this. Tosfos said to become a muid three times is gzeris hakosov. Fine. To become ice muid, that's not gzeris hakosov. That's a sara. So he asks, so how do you know to become ice muid isn't three times? The pasuk doesn't say anything about becoming ice muid, doesn't say a word about it. Okay, so Shlomo Zalman says something like that. Shlomo Zalman says everyone agrees that two times is a certain nature, three times is a bigger rise to the nature, four times is more, five times is more. It's not like a magic Zeres HaKosev that bang, three times it's the Halacha Rishon Sinai, something happens. It's neither that it's a Svara, it's all Gebait on a Svara of how many times is a Raya. So the Torah said that this amount of times makes you a Muid. So it's a Svara that to undo it, there's the same number of times. Rebbe, it's not Shat, Rebbe holds two times Chazaka, three times Zeres HaKosev. No. Two times is chazaka, and three times is a strong chazaka. It's also a svara that it's a strong chazaka. So mela, that svara applies to undoing it, that it gets undone with three times. This is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Then there's a Turi Evan, which he brings. So it's a different cash. Turi Evan says that even though Rebbe holds three times as a chazaka, Zeres HaKosev. However, listen to this, to become a muid for all animals, you need three different animals, shar, gomel, and chamar. If it kicks a shar, then a gomel, then a chamar, it's a muid for all animals. Fine. So to Turi Evan, not according to Rebbe, right, the Xeris HaKosev is only you need three times to become a muid. The Svara, how many different animals is a raya, all animals, the Rebbe is still holding Svara, it's two different animals, you need three times to Xeris HaKosev, but you only need two types of animal. So if you kiss a chamar and a gamal, so you're a muid for all animals like Rebbe. because he's learning at the Taisus that three times is that Rebbe holds two times is a chazaka, three times to become a mu'ud is a gzeiras hakasim. So something that's not part of the gzeiras hakasim goes back to two times. So this is all fine and good, except that I made a big mistake. Okay, I made a big mistake, and therefore I have a problem. You see, it says in the footnote, Ayin Taisus Yavamis Dibra Maskel Vishar. Imagine some of you at least looked it up. So I didn't listen to the footnote. I looked up that Taisus and the Taisus after it. Never look up more than you have to. Because I looked at the Taisus afterwards. The Taisus is Ma'arech on this. Taisus Bishar is a 1.5-line Taisus. It's Kishmat. You pull out of Yavamis, you learn a 1.5-line Taisus, and you put it back. Nefta is a long Taisus. I don't know what got into me. But I looked into the next Taisus, he also talks about it. And Taisus says there the following words, Oimer Ri, if I recall correctly, in the Shem of the Ri, the same Ri is here. He says, what does it mean, Rebbe is Moedig Gzeir Sarkasa Bashar Muid? It means by all Dine Maminis, you need three times. When does Rebbe hold two times? By Chazaka, he holds two times by Chazaka, by Vestais, by Mesu Machbas Mila, by Katlonis. There Rebbe holds two times. But by all Dine Maminis, that's the Gzeiras HaKasav here. That you need three times, it doesn't mean for Shara Muin. It means for Dine Mamin. That's the way I read the Taisus there in Yavamis. That's what Taisus says. Which is fine. If you tell me that's such a Kabbalah, fine. Rebbe holds three times, all Dine Mamin. But then what's this whole Reb Shlomo Zalman? What's this whole Turi Yevin? Shlomo Zalman is saying, it's a kasha, three times is to become a Muin. To become ice muid is no gzeres hakasav. Turi Yevin say, three times is to become a muid. Different animals, two times. I don't understand. They're going on the Ri. If you look at the Ri in Yavamis, Samachem and Alice, the way I read it, I must make a mistake, but it seems to be a very clear cut taisus that all Dine Maminis is three times. Rebbe's Maidatur Shim Gamliel, that all Dine Maminis are three times. In Cheskes Gimel Shanim, when you learn Baba Basra, Cheskes Abatim, the Chazak is three times. The Gemara doesn't say like Rebbe, it's two times. It just says to me the Sharmud, it's three times. Like this, it's very good. Because that's Maminis. And by Maminis, everyone holds. You need three times for Chazak. Why is Maminis different? Pashut, not the Xerath Akasas. So, I have a little bit of a problem, because if you look at that Taisus, I don't understand why Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Turi Yevin, why they have this whole Arichus. According to that, that it's all Mamun. And they look good. And that's the way I would say to understand Taisus, just because that's the Taisus there in Yavamis. Someone to look at the Taisus and tell me I'm on the wrong shot, I'll be very happy, because it seems that they didn't learn the way I'm learning. But I think that's what Taisus says. If you have a chance, take a look. Alright, I spoke at yesterday the Rashba. The Rashba argues on Taisus. The Rashba says that Rebbe Yerushim Shimon Gamliel argue B'chalaterakul, including Sharabu. And Rebbe holds your mu'ud in two times, not in three times. Why do we pass in three times? Zakta Rashba, because by mamin, it's suffik mamin lamosik. We know any shayla mamin is suffik mamin lamosik. So the machlaikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel is a machlaikis that Yev Shalachriya, it's a suffix. So when it comes to Kaklonis, Shail of Death, Mesuach Machas Mila, Shail Sakana, we're machmir like Rebbe, two times. When it comes to Mominis, to be mighty Mamin, so we go to the Mursik, Lakula for the Mursik, The muzik is the owner of the animal. His animal killed twice, now kicked a third time. Does he pay nezek shalom? We're makel for him when we say, no, he doesn't have to pay nezek shalom until we have to three times. So that's the Rashi's side, that the reason was Sison in the Mishnah, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, is because to be mighty mamma from a muzik, tzafik mamim, you need three times. Storm that would explain the Cheskes Habatim also why we hold three times. We might see from Marikami and need three times. So it's very good. By Mominis, not like Tysus. Tysus says by Mominis, Rebbe's Megatushin Mominis. Rajah says no. By Mominis, we give suffix to the Musik, and therefore it takes three times to become a Musik.
So you make Levov?
What?
They do the same thing. You make Levov.
What do you mean by both?
But Mom, you make it, I think, and Mom, you can
do something. That's why
you
define
something.
Which case is something you love? Well, we match it the other way.
It's a
matter
of the
table. By Nilo?
It's made, you don't do
it. Yeah, but consider that we have to be by the fascists. Any subject by the fascists, it's called the Mashmir not to kill. The Mashmir not to do the bricks. Thus, we answer doing the bricks. But the chat is by the fascists, we by Svetis we don't take a chance on the fascists, right?
Why?
Right? So this is the kasha I said yesterday, that there's a logical kasha on the Rashba. There's a svara problem with the Rashba. And this problem, I'm not sure, it's a kind of kasha that the feeling is there's something wrong with it. But it seems technically to be a correct kasha. The kasha is, the Rashba says that to become a mu'id you need three times, because safim umumam in the muzik. So you don't become a mu'id until three times. Good. But to become ice mu'id, if I own an animal and it kicked three times and it's a mu'id, now it went two times without kicking. So the Mishnah says you need three times to become Eis Mu'id. The Chayra, I should say, to become Eis Mu'id, to undo being a Mu'id, that the Muzik says, I'd rather hold like Rebbe. I'd rather say I hold like Rebbe, and after two times, you become Eis Mu'id. Why don't we say that? That after two times you become Eis Mu'id. So this is a difficulty with the Rashba. If you think about it, there's a sense that there's something wrong. Because the same person is going to hold to become Mu'id three times, to become Eis Mu'id two times. No? Now for Muzik, he's going to say, you can't make me pay Nezek Shalom until three times. To become Eis, I want with two times. Now technically he's entitled to do that. Just feels like there's something incorrect, no? It feels like you should have to be consistent. Alright, if I have one din Torah and one Indian, one or a different Indian, so I could go with two different shittas. But in the same behemah being a mu'id, well, funny, to make him a mu'id with three and make him a mu'id with two. I'm not sure how that. What happens if an animal becomes a mu'id with 16 times? It kicks 16 times in a row. So it becomes ice mu'id with three? It's dumb, no? It's a funny thing. It becomes a mu'id with 100 times. It becomes ice mu'id with three. It breaks its nature. Alright, that's a problem with the Rashba, whatever the Teretz is, I'm not sure. But I'd like to keep on moving, so let's start the Gemara. The Tetzin Regel that we're learning has a few famous inyanim. Famous meaning more than just the blot. We learned already three of them: Isha Mishum Kitzav and Shlasi Bipshia, the Sefer Ba'inis, and Isha Mishum Kitzav, Shlasi Bipshia, Sefer Ba'inis, and what was I thinking of? And the other sugya. And this next line, just that one line, is also a basic sugya, a basic line. And it all becomes famous because of one Maram in Wittenberg. And we spend today, the whole shiur, whatever time we have, on this one Maram in Wittenberg. So let's see the Gemara, and we'll see the Maram in Wittenberg, and how this whole thing comes in. Okay. Okay. The Nehenev is Alechasa is the one I missed. The Nehenev is Alechasa, Yishan Shem Chitzav, and Tavas Yishia Sebevayim is the three sugyas that we had, this short man that we're learning, 6-7 weeks, the three Shah sugyas, famous sugyas. The Nehenev is Alechasa, and Yishan Shem Chitzav, and Tavas Yishia Sebevayim is. And now here, this Rishit Nehi Chaisav, as you'll see in a minute. So the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds 3 days. Amar Abaye, Tmol Chaz, Mitmol Trey, Shulshan Plus. Meshman Abaye, Lavas Tmol Gifu Rebis. Rav Amar, Tmol Mitmol Chaz. Shloshan Trey, Galash Rana, Ho'id No Chayiv. Now we paskin, not like our Rashi, we paskin that it means the fourth time, Tosis says that Rashi HaTarata, that everyone holds you pay the fourth time, and so much like this, Meshmai's Darshan had a Darshan the Pasuk. Remeya Maikaima. Now, I'll cut. Remeya holds what? What's the case of the Machlaikes Remeya Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds 3 days. 3 days, it has to be 3 days in a row. Now, it doesn't have to be 3 days in a row. It's just to understand. Let's say my shar is a mu'at to kick chamayu. My shar saw a chamar kicked him on Sunday. If it didn't see a chamar for 3 weeks, and then the second time it saw a chamar and kicked him, that's a mu'ud. That's on the way to being a mu'ud. When we say shloisha yamim, 3 days in a row, it doesn't mean 3 days in a row. It's 3 days in a row that it had the opportunity to kick a chamar, and it kicked a chamar. That's what we mean when we say 3 straight days. 3 straight days that it saw a chamar and kicked a chamar. Rameya says, no, you don't need 3 days. Shloisha pe'amim, 3 times. Now, what does it mean 3 times? It's over more than 3 days. The view is neither over more than 3 days. So Rameya's chiddush is even less than 3 days. 1 day, please, 3 chamayrim, it takes 3 chamayrim. You're not a mu'ud. You are a mu'ud like Rameya. You're not a mu'ud like Rabbi Yehuda. Before we go into the Gemara, what kashtas, what the machlokes is? An animal in the same day sees and kicks 3 chamayrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm doing it. You need 3 straight days. Why? What's the logical reason? Why should you need 3 straight days? What? That's what I would think. Sure, it'd be a day. All of us had a bad day once in a while, huh? So 1 day, you're going to pass it up to Shah. That's what I would think. And those are the Matthias to come up like. So, Rameya holds, bad day, good day, what's the difference? 3 times, you're moving. Maybe you just say, no, could be you had a bad stretch. That's what I'd like to add. Or you could understand, that's exactly what it's called. Tomorrow, Shilshai, means yesterday, the day before yesterday. 3 days. The day before yesterday, yesterday, today, 3 days. So, we're going to see soon, and the Yehuda says, that you have these 2 ways to learn the Gemara, and later we'll see that there's a big nafkamina. Why Rabbi Yehuda holds 3 days? If you say it's a logical reason, 1 day, no raya. Or you could say that it's a custom, you need 3 days. We'll see, we'll come back. Right? Maybe today he had indigestion or something, and there's a bad mood. A fight with his wife in the morning. The Hamas have fights with their wives, but it's fun. So, yeah, be a day. For a Meya Maitana, Taima, the Tanya Amar Ameya, Richach ni Gichais of Chayiv, Kirib the Gichais of Lakoshka. Rameya holds its Svara, because here the Gemara is clear that a Richach ni Gichais of three straight days, it becomes a mu'id. So the Gemara here is saying there's no head of their day, it's not a svara. Now obviously if you know that an animal on this day, it was a hot day, it was left out in the sun, then it's not going to be a mu'id for normal circumstances. It means, as far as we could see, there were no special circumstances. So Rikhi Mikhaisav Khayakir Mikhaisav Lakoshka. So this line becomes the subject of a tremendous amount of discussion, which is mistaybev around something that Maram Rittenberg said, which he said as a pashtus, no big arichus, the Rittenberg is one line. From that came out a whole tumult in the Rishayim and in the Achrayim. Maram Rittenberg was the Rebbe of the Rush. He's unique among the Rishayim that he didn't put out any svarim, the chayav. Well, later they found his letters and they put out his tshuvas. But he's, from all the Rishayim that are brought as Ikrei Paiskim, he's the only one that's not Mekayach any of his svarim. Mekayach is Talmidim. And Barai Sham the Rush. The Rush was a Talmud Lubik and Rambam and Berg. Quotes him all the time. And the Torah quotes him all the time. And the Meila, we have a lot from the Rambam Rittenberg without his reasons. And the Meila, it leads to tremendous pulpura. What happened with the Maram Rittenberg that caused the tumult? There's a halacha that when you switch, let's say from Mashiv Ruach HaMayir HaGoshen to Mayir HaTol. From Mayir HaTol to Mashiv Ruach HaMayir HaGoshen. If you don't say Mayir HaTol, you just go into Mashiv Ruach HaMayir HaGoshen with same bracha. So I think you all know the halacha is that if you davish Shemayin Asrei, and if something unusual happened, and you were daydreaming in the middle of Shemayin Asrei, and you're not sure if you said the right thing, you're not sure if you said the right or the wrong, so what's the halacha? You all know. Until 30 days, you assume you said the old behavior. After 30 days pass, you assume, assuming that in those 30 days you said it right, so then you got a new nature, and from now on you do it the new way. So you state, it's a halacha psuka based on a Gemara. Rammerenberg just said one thing. He said that Hashmini Atzeres, it's a good idea to say 90 times Mashiruch Amar Hashem, or Geshem, whatever you say. It's a good idea to say 90 straight times the says you have to say after Rav Loshia Mashiruch Amar Hashem Chakachayim Bechesem. You say it 90 straight times, and that way you have a new nature. You're used to saying it the right way, and then they look. One of my mispalim told me, there are the Victor Miller in his shul by Nila Sachag at the end of Simchas Torah. At the Nila Sachag, everyone said out loud together 90 times. Everyone said it together. That was his thing. It's a good way to get people not to say Lashon Hara and keep people busy. So that itself, no big deal. Rav Rittenberg said, how do I know it's good? Maybe you have to say it spread over 30 days. How do you know you could say it in one day for 90 times? He said, "Bichik nigechaisav chayim, kirid nigechaisav lekoshkei." Just like a shara muik, if it spreads, it's 3 times over 3 days. It's a muik. The Gemara says koshkei if it does it 3 times in one day. So, the same thing with Mashu Rochem Eretz. That if you could say it over 90 days, you get a new chazaka that you're saying it right. So kiruv is like koshkei. If you say it 90 times in one stretch, like koshkei, then you should have such a new chazaka that you say it right. This was the extent of the quote we have from the Rav Rittenberg. It's brought in the Torah. It's a rush somewhere, but the Torah in Sinai Kufri Dal brings it. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch. The Kufi Dal Tzivtes brings it as Allah Hapsuka, Ram Rittenberg, that this is what he did. Now, shot wise, is there any obvious difficulty with this? Is there any obvious difficulty? Hey, Ezra, any problems? Because you said something before, that's a problem, no? Who's the one that says Michis mi chayis of chayiv, kiriv mi chayis of lekolshke? Who's the one that says it? It's Rameyer. It's Rameyer. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Shloshi Yamim. Asim Ram Rindberg, bring a raya from a shita, we don't paskin like. What's Shadim Ram Rindberg? He's bring a raya, Rishin mi chayis of chayiv, kiriv chayis of lekolshke. It's a mamish right the opposite. This is Rameyer. I asked you before, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He told me, Rabbi Yehuda held, and one day he had a bad day. Doesn't make the chazal. So the same thing. Even one day you say 30 times, 90 times, there's no man of Gosha. Rabbi Yehuda holds. It's not as good as they're spent over 3 days or 30 days. So everybody asks on this kasha, everybody need achroinim. Rishonim don't ask the kasha. The achroinim all ask this kasha. Now, what's it being a raya from a Gemara? We don't pass the mic. Elamai. Zakta Neid of Yehuda, the Tshuva, and Arachayim, Sinin, Chavav, it's Chelik, Neid Yehuda, Chelik Aleph, and Chelik Arachayim, Sinin, Chavav. Neid Yehuda says, what's the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda agree that 3 times in 1 day is good? So we said 2 possible pshatim. Either Rabbi Yehuda holds in Svara that he had a bad day, he's not a riot. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds Gzeres HaKosov, tomorrow Shilshai, you need. 2 days ago, yesterday, you could have, you need Gzeres HaKosov. It's up to the head of Yehuda. We see from this Maram Rittenberg that he understood that Rabbi Yehuda is Maida in Svara. He's not arguing in Svara. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Gzeres HaKosov, tomorrow Shulshan, Gzeres HaKosov. And Ramei is Maida in Svara. Rabbi Yehuda is Maida to Ramei in Svara. He only argues off the Zeres HaKosov. So Ramela, the Maram Rittenberg's Rai, is a good Rai. He's saying, look, this is Svara. Richi Nichais of Chayiv, Kir Nichais of Lekoshka. That Svara is Emes of Svara, Lekuli Alma. Just why? Just this Zeres HaKosov by Tmal Sholshai. Alright. It brings Raias. I think one Rai is that the Gemara in Tainis brings Richi Nichais of Lekoshka and Kir Nichais of Lekoshka in Stoma. It's a raya that it's an emes svara legiva. Al kaponim, this is the Maram Rittenberg. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Peretz as having disagreed with the Maram Rittenberg. Rabbeinu Peretz says you can't compare ox to a person. An ox and a person. The Gabi Vesinian are not comparable. The ox, it's true, closer is in Mulai Koshke, and the person, it's not true. The question is, what's the Hezbra Achilik in the Rabbeinu Peretz? And what's the Maram Rittenberg? So here, there's a yeshiva shechakira, which is the aside of a tremendous amount of arichos, the achrayim, about this Maram Rittenberg, about Shah Amuid. And this one chakira has shaykhis to Arachayim, Yodeya, Ebenezer, and Choshe Mishpat Shailas. I'm not going to cover everything, but it's a beautiful chakira. And it's what started in the whole Torah that Gabayt on it is a very geshmakish to call Torah. Chakira is this. I have an ox. This ox, I own the ox since it's a baby. It's a nice ox, never kicked anybody. One day, it wakes up in the morning, it goes out, it kicks a chamar. And let's say the second day, it kicks a second chamar. The third day, it kicks a third chamar. It becomes a mulet. What happens? In what happened to my axe? This was a nice axe, it behaved. And now it's not behaving. What changed? It kicked three times, became a mule. You could understand what happened three ways, the two ways, and to understand because there are successive two ways. This animal became a wild animal. Let me ask you a question. This animal was a calm animal all along. A Monday morning it kicked, a Tuesday morning, a Wednesday morning. Three straight days it kicked. But everyone, it's a mule. The mayor views it's a mule. Rabbi Yerushim Gamliel, everyone says it's a mule. It's a wild animal. When did it become a wild animal? Monday morning or Wednesday morning? When did it become... Now, I don't know it's wild until after three times. But what happened here in the psyche of this animal, that it became a wild animal? You can understand that, look, I don't know why it got wild. All of a sudden it got wild. Maybe it became an adolescent or something. And it became wild. When did it become wild? Monday morning. Just Monday, it only kicked once. I thought, it just happened. It happened again. Now I realize that Monday morning it became a wild animal. No? Is that true? What? I said, I don't have to pay because I didn't know to watch it. It was a viral. Now I know, but even after three times, if you don't tell me, I don't have to pay. Even 4th or 6th. I said, it was a viral. It's what? But one, I don't have to pay till I'm one. But what's the dialogue? But really, it's a wild animal from Monday morning. Monday morning, it got wild. Just, I didn't realize it until Wednesday morning. It's one way to understand. What? Everyone agrees that enough humans will last three times. The other way to learn is no. On Monday it was a calm animal and it got into a fight and it kicked. On Tuesday it was a calm animal, got a fight and kicked. We have a Kabbalah. If an animal kicks three times, that turns it into a wild animal. It develops habit. It gets into the habit. The person smokes. Smokes one day. It's not addicted. Smokes 2 days. Not addicted. If you smoke three, I don't know if it's 3 days, I don't know how long it takes. If you smoke a certain amount of time, you become addicted to it. It doesn't mean that he was addicted day one. This animal, with one, two, three times, bang, it creates a teva nachshin, and then it becomes a nachshin on Wednesday. When everything finished, that gave it this nature. The question is, how do you analyze the kavanah satara of thy mood? Do you analyze that it became a mood on Sunday? On Monday, whatever the first day, you need 1, 2, 3 to know. Or no, the 1, 2, 3 are what give it the nature. There's such a musig in American law that if you have a dog that bites someone, so they kill the. I mean, seriously, bite someone, they kill the dog. There's a musig that once a dog bites a human being, it creates a nature that it sort of broke down the barrier. Dogs don't bite people. Once it bites a person, it's a wild dog. That creates the nature of the animal. It's such a Muslim. That's the second way of understanding Sharamu, is that if it happens three times, that creates this Matthias in the animal. In Yeshivisha language, the two ways to understand Mu'id, when it kicks three times, either it's a simin, that it's a wild animal, or a siva, a reason that it becomes a wild animal. The first way, three times are a simen. How do you know if an animal is wild? How am I supposed to know? I own an animal. I don't know if it's wild. If it kicks three times, that's a simen that it got a wild nature. The second way to learn is, no. When it kicks a third time, that creates the nature of the animal, creates a teva in the animal to be a kicker. So it creates the nature, that's a siba for it to become an animal that kicks. If you think of an aftamina in Hilchos Sharamuin, it's a nafkamina if he's in action from Monday or Wednesday, you pay only from Wednesday anyway. So pashta nafkamina would be, let's say I sell you an animal. The halacha is, if I sell you an animal, b'cheskas tam, I sell you an animal and you assume it's a tam, and really I lied to you, it's a mu'id, it's a mekach tos. Even if I didn't lie, he's just unaware of it. That's a mekach tos. What happens if my animal kicks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? I sold it to you Monday night, after the first kicking of Monday. I sold you the animal, then it kicked Tuesday, it kicked Wednesday. Could you kind of, that it's a mekach tos? So it depends. If you learn that when an animal kicks 3 days, that's a simin, that it's really a wild animal from day one, so it's a mekach tos. I didn't know it, but it was actually a wild animal. And you could come and say, I didn't buy the animal, I didn't want to buy a wild animal. I bought, what? Why? Oh, but my p'tur is not because of, oh, because of bailus. No, but I'm talking about the nature. Gemara says that if I tell you I'm buying a shalach harisha, if you sell me a natfon, I can say it's a mekach tos because it's not suitable for harisha. So even though in hukis muiv, you're right, once it changes ownership, it would be bailus. If you hold the yudei gabra, then you need one bailus. But the gabi being a natfon, It would be a nafkamina. If it becomes a natsan after 3 times, it's a different story. And if not, no. Rav Shimon, the Chiddush Rav Shimon here, I think it's Siman Lamed Gimel. Also, it clears all the Achrayim clear this. The stipler is a beautiful piece. He has, I think, 3 places in the stipler. One, this was Sefta, one is Sefer Taris, and one of the other issues in the Sefta is on this manual written book. Rav Shimon says a second nafkamina. Now listen to his nafkamina. If I give an animal to a shomer to watch, I tell somebody, listen, I'm going away for the summer, watch my ox. It's a nice, calm ox. Never had problems with it. I give it to you to watch. I come back after the summer, you return it to me. You tell me, by the way, your ox became a mu'id over the summer. You know, it kicked, it saw 3 straight chamoyrim, it kicked them. So I paid the bill, the shomer. The shomer was responsible, he paid the bill. He tells the owner, you should know, it's a mu'id from now on. So the owner tells the shomer, 1 minute. The value of the animal went down now. A short time is worth X number of dollars. You're not going to pay the same price for a shomu'id. Price went down. Pay me, you, while you were watching the animal, something happened with the animal. You're giving me back an animal that's an inferior animal. Pay me the difference. You did it. Is that a title or it's not a title? What? If you hold. If you hold to simin, do you have no time? If I say, look, you gave me a shark to watch. Why the animal, why did the shark get wild? I have no idea. It got wild one day and it kicked. It was the shark that got wild. If you give me a shark to watch and it gets old, I don't have to pay for it. It's a shark that got old. If you give me a shark to watch and it kicks, if it's a swimming, that means you gave me an animal, and in the genes of the animal was that it's going to kick 3 times. It becomes a bull. However, Zakrab Shimon, if it's a Siba, Siba means this is not a wild animal. If you restrain the animal and it doesn't get into the habit of kicking, it's not going to be a mu'id. Animals that kick 3 times, like smoking, it smokes enough times, it becomes addicted. This animal, if you had watched it and not let it kick, it would have never become a mu'id. Because kicking 3 times turns it into a mu'id. It's not in the genes of the animal, it's not in the nature of the animal. It's because you didn't do a good shmirah. If you didn't do a good shmirah, and became a mu'id, you pay the difference. So Rav Shimon, that's enough kamina. A second enough kamina between the 2 ways to learn. Al kaponim, these are 2 drachim. Now let's go back to Mamre Edinburgh. Now, please, I hope you'll all understand which way did the Rambam of Wittenberg learn? The Siman or Siva? The Rambam of Wittenberg, who compares Ashuruch Meragosha to Sharmulid, understood which way? Understood which way? You all should know. What? Why? You understand? What? When you say Mashiach Meragashim 90 times, it's simin or a sibo? It's the reason you keep on saying it, or it's just a simin that you're going to say? You understand? You say 90 times, it's like cigarettes. You get used to it, you get addicted, you get in the habit. Right? It's a SIBA. Saying it 90 times is a SIBA for which I keep on saying it. Now, you're going to tell me, I have a psychological shaila. If a person says it 90 times over 30 days, he becomes addicted. But if a person smokes for 30 days, he becomes addicted. So that's your question. If a person smokes 30 times as many cigarettes in one day, does he become addicted? I doubt it, but let's see how close what you're saying. So Moran Rottenberg comes along, he says, yes! I'll prove to you, if in 30 days he gets used to saying Mashiach Rochmer Agasha, we can assume he continues, if he says in one day 90 times it's the same thing, and I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara says, Vichid in place of Chayiv, Kirin in place of Koshkein. So that's a raya to Mashiach Rochmer. So Moran Rottenberg held that it's a dinyan. That just like by Shara Mu'id, we say that if you do something three times, an animal gets a certain nature. And then Ramea says, Kolshkein, if he does it three times in one day, he gets such a nature. The same thing by Mashiach Rochmer Rottenberg. Now you can start arguing with me that the psychology of a person is different than an animal. That's a separate issue. Moran Rottenberg assumed that the same. And his comparison only makes sense if they're both a SIBA. Rabbeinu Peretz argued. Rabbeinu Peretz said, what are you comparing animals to Mashiach Meragosha? So Rabbeinu Peretz learns that it's a simin, that the animal is wild from Monday. Just I'm not aware of it until Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pass, then I'm aware of it. It's a simin. So that's Rabbeinu Peretz. What in the world are you talking about? Where are you comparing the case of animals to Mashiach Meragosha? Mashiach Meragosha means you get a certain nature. You get a nature. So over 30 days, you get used to it. In one day, 90 times, who says you get used to it? Who says? So Rabbeinu Peretz says, it's no raya from Shar. Shar is a different story. Shar is a simon. Here where it's a Siba, Mashiach Meragosha is certainly a Siba. It's a story. So Zotter Shimon, Zotter Steitler, with everybody who has on this, the Machloikis regarding Mashiach Ruach Meragosha is the Machloikis in how to learn Shara Mu'id. If you learn Shara Mu'id, the Siba, that the animal gets a nature as being an action, then you can compare it to Mashiach Meragoshim. The person gets the nature to say it. Shane came. If you say that Shara Mu'id is just a simit, it was wild from day one when it started kicking. Just, you don't know about it for 3 days. Im Ken, Rabbeinu Peretz is right. There's no Gideon. There's nothing to do. Mashiach Meragoshim, from day one, you don't have a nature to say Mashiach Meragoshim. You get it from saying it 30 days. So Gideon is no Gideon. But the klar, by my pligi, it's a very klar yisoid in which the two of them are. Now, what? Well, the human beings need 30 days. We have this Kabbalah. That's Kabbalah from the Gemara. But this amount of times is the nature for a Shulchan Aruch Hashem. And this amount is the nature for an animal. So the 30 and the 3, that cannot bring you rayas. That we have a Kabbalah. 3 times here and 30 times there. The question of whether something spread over time becomes better or worse when it's when it's condensed into a shorter period of time, that remember brings the big zirayah from here. The stifler brings that there's a very shverer Rambam, which is answered lefi this shtickel Torah. The Rambam is bringing a Gemara. The Gemara is later on Daf Lamed Zayin, which I mentioned before, that if an animal kicks shor chamor gomel, it's a mu'ud lakol, it's a mu'ud for all animals. And that's halacha, it's the way we paskin, shor chamor gomel, the mu'ud for every single animal that there is. When the Rambam brings that Gemara, he brings an interesting hechetim. So he brings the following case. Now listen carefully, you're going to lose the case. The animal saw a shor and kicked it on day one, on Sunday. Monday, it saw a gomel and didn't kick it. Tuesday, it saw a chamor and did kick it. Wednesday, it saw a feret and it did not kick it. Thursday, it saw, you have another animal, it saw a goat and it kicked it. Friday, it saw a sheep and it didn't kick it. It went alternating days, six different animals. Every second day it kicked, and every second day it did not kick. Now, there's something called a mu'ud l'sirugin. A mu'ud l'sirugin means it's a mu'ud for every other day. It skips days. Days on, day off, day on, day off. It's such a nature of an animal that it's a good day, bad day, good day, bad day. People have it that way also. Dr. Rambam, this animal is a mu'ud l'sirugin. It's a mu'ud for skipping days, and it only pays nezek shalom if it kicks on a sirug day, on a skip day, and only those minim that it kicked in the three kicking days. I don't remember which ones: shor, chamor, and gedi. In order for it to pay nezek shalom, it needs both. It needs Sirugin. It needs to be on a bad day, and it has to be a bad animal, the type of animal that it's against, that it fights with. So the Ravid, the Mother Mishnah, they all jump on the Rambam. Much fair with this Rambam. Much fair with the Rambam. If the animal is a mu'ud l'sirugin, it's a mu'ud to skip days. And it kicked Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. It kicked shor chamor gomel. L'chaira, logically, it now should be a mu'ud for all animals every other day. It should be a mu'ud for all animals every second day. Because it kicks every second day. Let's say Shabbos doesn't count. Marsha Shabbos is different, and people get dressed up on Shabbos. So let's just take weekdays. Let's say Taka, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. This animal, Bezin tells the Bible, you should know your animal is a mu'ud l'sirugin. Then in Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, you have to watch out for this animal. Fine. Which animal? So the Rambam says only shor chamor and gedi, whatever it can. Shrek the Ravid. What do you mean? It's a mu'ud for all animals. You know why it skipped Monday, and skipped Wednesday, and skipped Friday? Because there's what the Gemara calls sirugin. Animals have a nature of skipping days. It's not because of the type of animal. Varaya, any shor that's a mu'ud for three is a mu'ud for three different animals, a mu'ud for all different animals. Memeila, frek the Ravid, frek the Magen Mishnah, what's going on with this Rambam? Why is the Rambam saying your mu'ud was sirugim just for those three animals? Your mu'ud was sirugim for all animals. This is the kasha that they all ask anyway.
What?
The
Yibayelus are right, the Rai is not also.
Which case?
Yom Tef
is Shabbos, it's also Rai, then it's Tali in the day. It's a time for those days. It's a time for those days because the Bialim don't have to expect it to the kikah that day. So it's a tam. It could now become a muin, but the violet is a tam. We don't say to stew it because sirugim seems to be a nature of am. I don't know the nature of animals, but certain patterns we consider to be a nature, and sirugim is one of them. So we have a Kabbalah that there's such a metzias in animals. I can't explain it, but there's such a psychology in animals that it skips days. Zakta Stipler, if we go with the Meram Rittenberg's Hiddish, that becoming a mu'id is a siva, doing something a certain way gives you a certain nature. So then you could answer. You could say the following. It's taka true that this animal kicked Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday because of what the stipler calls ahavas hasirugim. It likes to skip days. It's taka true the reason it skipped days was not because it was a shar, not because it was a gedi. It just likes to skip days. And the in-between days, the reason it didn't kick a chamor and a peret and a keves is not because it likes chamorim or likes kevasim, because it was an off day. Nevertheless, mu'id is mailid a teva. It creates a nature in the animal. A mu'id is, like the Meram Rittenberg, like Mashiach Baruch HaMeragasha. It creates a teva in the animal. Lamaisa, the teva that was created in this animal, was only for Shor Chamor and Gedim, the three that it kicked. Lamaisa, it got a teva to ignore the other ones, whatever the other ones were, the gomel and the peret and the keves, it got a nature to ignore it. Now it's true, it got this nature because of its sirugim nature. It's not true, that's why. But lamaisa, a mu'id is because it creates a teva. And if it creates that teva, lamaisa, what happened? What type of teva did it create? It created this teva that happened. Now, if it only saw Shor Chamor and Gomel and kicked them, you see, it created a teva to kick all animals. But if Bepayel, it didn't kick other three animals, taka for different reasons, because of Sirugin. But Lamaisa, it didn't kick. So then that nature that was created through this week when it became a mu'id was a nature for these three and not those three. So since it creates the nature, so then the nature is only what was created. So if you say it's a siba, okay, Akoponin, this is the background. I'd like tomorrow to continue briefly on the Meram Rittenberg. Again, it's late in this man. I'd like to move. So I'd like to try to finish down a little piece of the Amid as well. If you want to see a nice Torah on this Meram Rittenberg, the stifler in Taharis, I think it's in, he hasn't said the Taharis, he has a volume. I think it's in Mem Zayin. He brings certain kashas he had in Meram Rittenberg and that he went to the Chazon Ish to ask him. So I'm going to talk about that, the Mitzvah Shem, briefly. To